recount of Scotland Street School by Lauren. On the 3rd of March, last Thursday, me and all the primary six went to Scotland Street School for our Victorian topic. We went to see our Victorian children, how Victorian children would get taught and disciplined. The first thing we did when we arrived in our school was read our silent reading books. The teacher took the register and then told us our groups. I was with Mrs. Logan. Me and Rachel were partners on the bus, and when the bus came to Tannock Side, we got on. The journey took 45 minutes, and when we arrived, it was gigantic. The gates were turquoise, I think they were the original gates, and had Charles Rennie Mackintosh on them. After looking, we stepped inside. At the reception, all of the things looked more modern and Victorian. This all changed when my group stepped into the corridor. There were old tiles on walls, old stone floors below, and black and white photos down the corridor. Finally, we reached the cloakroom. It was grubby dark and had a pull-over lift shaft closing thing for the door. We hung up our belongings and walked upstairs to the second floor. We went upstairs and into the cookery room. We were handed a booklet each and told to draw a picture of ourselves as a Victorian school child. Mine looked nothing like me, but I was still proud of it. After that, we went into the Victorian Childhood Museum. The next thing we saw was a wax boy and mother. The wax boy was crying and trying to pull away from the school. We walked on and saw a desk next to a bookshelf piled with real books. I looked inside them and they were quite interesting. In front of us, a janitor was mopping the playground and muttering stuff to himself. The janitor was waxed too. Next to him were two scruffy boys playing piggyback. We moved on to the wax school nurse, who was in a scene with an old height measure that was still working. On our way out, we saw the headmaster that was waxed, marking work with a fancy quill and a strange teacher hat.